USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The five voters in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire have had their say. Three write-in votes for Mike Bloomberg, one vote for Mayor Pete, and one vote for Bernie Sanders. The midnight voting, a 60-year-old tradition. As Democrats try to rev up voters ahead of the New Hampshire primary, President Trump in town for a Keep America Great rally. Thousands of people standing in line for hours and hours in the cold rain and snow, holding umbrellas. The president trying to reach voters across the state.
From Nashua to Dixville, from Portsmouth to Plymouth, from Concord to Claremont, and from Meredith to right here in Manchester, we stand on the shoulders of red-blooded American patriots who poured out their heart, sweat, and soul to secure our liberty and defend our freedom.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Very latest now on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there is a $1.55 price difference between the high and the low average across the country.
The nation's lowest average prices can be found in Texas, where the statewide average is $2.04, followed by Louisiana at $2.06, and Oklahoma State at $2.07 per gallon. The nation's priciest gasoline can be found in Hawaii, where the statewide average is $3.59 per gallon, followed by California at $3.54 and Washington State at $3.10 per gallon.
DeHaan tells us thousands of stations are selling product below $2 per gallon.
That's the highest amount of stations in nearly a year.
An update now on the spreading coronavirus. Reports of at least 24 Americans infected with the virus on board a Princess cruise ship quarantined in Yokohama, Japan. More than 100 people reportedly suffering from the coronavirus on board that ship. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Violent crimes against police officers in New York City continue to escalate. Two New York City police officers recovering after being shot over the weekend by the same crazed gunman at two different locations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The nation's top law enforcement official is expressing outrage about it.
I'd just like to express my outrage at the attempted assassination of two New York City police officers.
That's Attorney General Bill Barr speaking Monday morning.
I have the full support of this administration.
One officer was shot in the chin and back and was later released from a hospital 12 hours later. Officers say the same gunman walked into a precinct headquarters in the Bronx and started shooting, striking a lieutenant in the arm. Police say he then put the gun on the ground and explained that he liked to shoot police. I'm Chris Barnes.
To USA News for your health, the latest now on regulating tobacco and vaping products. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump doesn't want the FDA to regulate tobacco. His new budget creates an agency within Health and Human Services dedicated solely to regulating tobacco and vaping products. The FDA has been cracking down amid concerns of underage vaping. Regarding the proposed federal budget, the president says two areas of the budget will remain the same.
We're not touching Medicare. We want to keep Medicare. We're not touching Social Security.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.